My name's Carmen, and here's my dad.
Hi, hello.
Today we're looking at the first book of Harry Potter.
What's the title of that book, Carm?
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Now I'm going to read the blurb on the back. And this is not from me, it's from J.K. Rowling, by the way. Harry Potter has never played a sport while flying on a broomstick. He's never worn a cloak of invisibility, befriended a giant, or helped hatch a dragon. All Harry knows is a miserable life with the Dursleys, his horrible aunt and uncle, and their abominable son, Dudley. Harry's room is a tiny closet at the foot of the stairs, and he hasn't had a birthday party in 11 years. But all that is about to change when a mysterious letter arrives by owl messenger, a letter with an invitation to a wonderful place he never dreamed existed. There he finds not only friends, aerial sports, and magic around every corner, but a great destiny that's been waiting for him, if Harry can survive the encounter.
I don't know about you, that sounds exciting to me. I want to read that book right now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like this book a lot.
Yeah? What was it originally called? Another name, though. It's they changed the name for the United States.
Yeah. I think it was called The Philosopher's Stone, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because people might have gotten confused in the United States. The Philosopher's Stone, what is this book about? So they had to change it up. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Good. What do you think she was thinking when she was reading that?
I think she was thinking that when she was writing this book, she would actually, I think she wanted to introduce the first part. So the first chapter is called The Boy Who Lived. They barely introduce Harry in the first chapter, so I...
That's kind of interesting title, kind of draws you in, right? Like,
yes.
Like, oh, who is this boy who lived, right? Yeah. Do you think she had a love of, like, all things magic and things like that before when she was younger, or what do you think?
I think she was, I read something where say the first three chapters of the book, she actually put in a suitcase when she was moving away, but she had actually the first three chapters of the book in her hand, and 12 publishers turned down the book.
What? 12 publishers turned her down?
Before it was finally published.
So she never did what?
She never gave up this way.
Man,
and
I...
She still tried, but she still published it.
Too bad for the publishers who turned her down, huh? I think it's the highest selling books of all time. Wow, that's amazing. So she really had a dream and she didn't give up. And I think that's really cool. What do you think, Karn?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to move into what's next here on our agenda, Karn.
What I like most about this book
is... Well, let's talk about a segment we call Like Most and Like Least.
Segment after that short interlude, and right now we're going to talk about what I liked most about this book and what I liked least about this book. What I liked most about this book is it mostly just introduces the characters, and they're happier in this book.
Great characters,
and
right?
And there's adventure in this book.
Yeah, you see them as very young age, right? They're
yes.
Not really knowing what's going on in the wizarding world, and I agree, Carm. I like the introduction of the characters. Great all-time characters. Mm-hmm. Anything else you liked?
I also like they just are funnier. They're funny in this book, and
Not as serious?
Not as serious as in the other books.
Yeah?
Yes.
What do you dislike about this book?
I don't like...
Any characters you just dislike? And
Malfoy.
Yeah, Malfoy, of course.
His real name is Draco, but...
Draco, yeah.
Yes.
What do you dislike about him?
I dislike that he's mean to the other characters.
Uh-huh.
He actually has two bodyguards, if you haven't read the book, called Crab and Goyle.
Okay.
And Crab and Goyle, they're sort of like his cronies.
Okay, right. They do bad things.
Yeah, they help him out.
They're mean. Yeah. What else do you dislike? Any other characters you dislike or you're not too keen on?
Not Dumbledore. Dumbledore's good. I like him.
Yeah.
Snape.
Snape, yeah. What makes you say that? Why do you dislike Snape?
Because... He's mean to Harry, and he's mean to the students usually,
okay.
And he gives them extra homework.
Oh, so the characters don't really like Snape.
This person is introduced in the later books, but I dislike Dolores Umbridge. I'll tell you who she is in another episode.
Okay. All right, yeah. All right, so I think that's it. You're going to move on to a... next segment, or do you want to read your favorite part, or...
I'll read my favorite part right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Something's a favorite part. Okay. My name's Noah. To do right here is I'm about to read the Sorting Hat song. It's one of my favorite parts of the book.
Why is that, Carm? Why do you really like it?
Because I get to just it actually introduced the houses, and I don't know why I like it. I just do, but I think the Sorting Hat has different songs.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Give it a listen.
Oh, you may not think I'm pretty, but don't judge on what you see. I'll eat myself if you could find a smarter hat than me. You can keep your bowler's back, your top hat sleek and tall, for I'm the Hogwarts Sorting Hat, and I can cap them all. There's nothing hidden in your head the Sorting Hat can't see, so try me on, and I will tell you where you ought to be. You might belong in Gryffindor, where dwell the brave at heart. Their daring, nerve, and chivalry set Gryffindors apart. You might belong in Hufflepuff, where they are just and loyal. Those patient Hufflepuffs are true and unafraid of toil. Or yet in wise old Ravenclaw, if you're a ready mind, where those of wit and learning will always find their kind. Or perhaps in Slytherin you'll make your real friends. Those cunning folk use any means to achieve their ends. So put me on, don't be afraid, and don't get in a flap. You'll be in safe hands, though I have none, for I'm a thinking cap.
Good, thank you very much, yeah.
You're welcome.
I like that because it explains each house and what attributes go along with each house. It's pretty neat, yeah. It's a good way to give a lot of information in a fun way, a story, so good. All right.
Well, thank you for watching this episode of our Harry Potter podcast series, and episode 2, Chamber of Secrets, will be coming soon.
Bye. Thank you.